May I speak in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The great 19th century poet and religious teacher of Bengal, Rabindranath Tagore, has written, "I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted and behold, service was joy." It may seem a little paradoxical that on Ash Wednesday of all days, I'm talking about joy. One of the things about joy is that it is not like happiness, which is a relatively superficial emotion. Joy is a deep emotion that is much closer to sadness than it is to jollity. And joy is what emerges when we engage in genuine, heartfelt service. And we think of service very often as something that we do for other people. But really, service begins in our relationship to God. Service is what we owe for the love that God showers upon us. In our wonderful Book of Common Prayer, in a moment, I will invite you to the keeping of a Holy Lent. And the prayer book uses some powerful images to give an example of what it means to follow the actions of service in this season. And of course, one of the problems with the Book of Common Prayer is the sheer beauty of its language, its poetic cadences. They float around us, and we fail to understand the real meaning of the words because they're couched in terminology that is no longer the terminology that we would use in the 21st century. So let me translate. In Lent, our service to God is about laying some firm foundations that don't just end on Easter Day, but perhaps are able to carry us in new ways into the coming seasons of the year. The principal quality of our service to God is what today we might refer to as mindful intention. Can we become present to ourselves in the ordinary actions of our day? St. Benedict talks about the necessity of managing the energy flow of our day. He wouldn't have talked about it quite like that, but that's what he's really getting at. And so Benedict instructed his monks to structure their days around activity, blocks of activity, punctuated by periods of pausing, prayer. And he says it's really important that when we start something, we also are able to stop it. Every activity has a beginning and also an end. And between the ending of one activity and the beginning of another, we pause. We spend maybe a couple of minutes being conscious of our breath. Or, one of the things I've discovered already as we are 3 or 4 days into our Lent program, Meeting Jesus in the Gospel of John, the little prayer journal, which is very portable. If you carry it around with you throughout your day, you're journaling reflections on the short text of the day. It's not something that you have to complete all in one go. It might be something that comes to you in bits as you pause between the ending of one activity and the beginning of another. You go back to the text. You jot down perhaps a few more thoughts and associations as you let the reading work upon you. Now, to give you a really clear analogy of what I'm talking about, you know what happens to your computers when you open too many windows and run too many programs at once? The whole thing slows down, and mine gives me some incomprehensible error message about running out of cache memory. Well, when we get to the end of our days, and we feel really fatigued and exhausted, the reason for that is that we have gone through the day opening windows and starting programs, but not closing any of them. So we start an activity, and eventually we move on to another activity without ending and pausing to differentiate the ending of one and the beginning of the other. And so we reach the end of the day, and we have all these programs that are open and running in the background. Benedict says, no. We begin. Every activity has a beginning and an ending. An ending is not a completion of the task. It's just simply the requirement that you have to stop doing it because eventually something else is claiming your attention. And in the space between those two points, you pause. And you become intentionally mindful of being in your present moment. Not trapped in the memories of something that has happened already, or anxiously fretting about something which is yet to happen. We become present to ourselves in the process of doing the activities that we're giving our attention over to. Now, if we can maybe approach the keeping of Lent with this fundamental idea in mind, we begin, we end, we pause before beginning again. And we become more present to ourselves. We become more intentional about the way we spend our time. And because we are closing programs before starting new ones, we are conserving the energy flow through the changing patterns of our day's biorhythm. Simple, but hard to do because it requires thinking about what you're doing. Now, the prayer book will invite us in a moment to keep our Holy Lent through the practices of fasting, repentance, prayer, self-control, and almsgiving. As I said at the beginning, the way the prayer book phrases these, we can very easily avoid thinking about what they really mean because they are so beautifully and poetically expressed. And so let's begin with self-control. It's very much part of being intentional. The prayer book calls it self-denial, but I think self-control is a better word for us. It's in seeing another before we act, hearing another before we speak, considering another as we practice being present to ourselves. We have ourselves firmly boundaried and contained and in control in order to be open to the other. Prayer, a reaching out in our loneliness for the greater experience of the intimacy that we so deeply desire with God. And if you want to use a pattern of prayer for these moments of pausing, the prayer book offers us a beautiful set of examples in the daily devotions, which you can find beginning on page 137. Short, one-page patterns of prayer, no more than 3 or 4 minutes to get through. Repentance. Who is not aware of being a disappointment to oneself, to others, and to God? I've been meditating a little bit today on my own experience of being perpetually a disappointment to myself and to God. And the harsh judgments that I make of myself and at times of others. Repentance is not the beating of oneself up. Repentance is the acknowledgement of our vulnerability, of our frailty, and of the inevitability that we are not going to get things right. We are not going to be as good as we long to be. And with humility, we turn to God and acknowledge the pain of that in order to pick ourselves up and move on. And the doozy of them all is fasting. Everyone has a horrific look on their faces when I ask them if they fast. But if I ask you if you diet, you don't think that's odd at all. Everyone diets at some point or another, either for the purposes of vanity or, more usually, for the purposes of their physical health. We forego our normal patterns of eating for the purpose of health. So it is with fasting. We alter the patterns of consumption for the purposes of becoming mindful of our spiritual health. And in those moments of hunger, although I doubt that it's really hunger for us, it's a kind of peckishness that maybe comes on in the middle of the afternoon. We use that experience as a reminder of our longing and deep desire to be mindful and intentional in our relationship to God. And so think of fasting not as starving yourself, but as just simply maybe altering the pattern of your consumption of food. And in that changed pattern, we become mindful and intentional, being reminded continually of the reasons for which we are doing this. So Lent is really simple and straightforward. It's a season of laying foundations that hopefully will become part of our ongoing living and become present, more present to ourselves. Now, the one thing I can promise you is that you will not succeed. Whatever you set for yourself, you will not succeed. The purpose is not to get to the end of Lent with a prideful sense of success. Tick, tick, tick. Now I don't have to worry about it for the next year. The purpose of all of this is not to succeed, but to become aware of that for which we most long. And if we can simply be mindful and intentional about that, we will have a fruitful keeping of the season of Lent. Amen.